Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, and we're back. We have a few more minutes or so here with Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, for President of the United States. And, Rand, you were just answering Clarence's question, and I cut you off in mid-sentence. Please feel free to complete it.
Well, what I was saying is that I think the media in many ways misses quite a bit about elections, in that it goes on polling data. And the polling data early on is based on who has heard of which candidates, not necessarily whether they truly support them. For example, Giuliani scores so high in name identification polls and in Republican polling, but I really think, and a lot of people doubt, that he will be the nominee, mainly because he's not very socially conservative, and he also is for a very lax immigration policy. And those things, I mean, if you hear one thing that's the most unpopular thing you'll hear in any Republican crowd would be the idea of having no border control. And with Giuliani basically believing in open borders, I really don't think that that's going to go over well in a Republican primary.
Mm-hmm. I tend to agree. Clarence, final word.
Final word is I just want to tell Rand that I'm in a state where they don't allow third parties. I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats, they make it, you can't get them on the ballot.
Right.
And so I've been throughout the both parties and everything. I've been nominally registered as a Democrat, but I want to tell you, and you can pass it on to your dad, I registered as a Republican, so when the primary comes up, I can vote for him.
Well, I appreciate that. We really do. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's take one more call, and then we'll let you run, Rand, and that's Valerie in Oklahoma also. Hello, Valerie.
Hello.
Yes, you're on with Rand Paul. Quickly.
Hello, Rand. I am on the Internet, and I am sitting here with about 25 of your father's supporters. We are all very supportive of him. We were worried, so we were glad to hear that he does have protection now. But we are really worried about just how much danger are we in the United States. We, you know, we're aware of, you know, what's happening in the White House and all these government agencies that have pretty much taken over the United States. And we're just kind of wondering, you know, really where we're at here.
Okay,
well,
let him.
I think we need to be quite worried. You know, my father says when he's on the House floor and he's arguing for or against anything, he says there are two arguments they'll never listen to and you'll basically be laughed out of the Congress is if you try to use a moral or a constitutional argument, they pay no attention to either one.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I think we should be worried about, and there's a wonderful summary of sort of the loss of freedoms from arbitrary search, and that is written by Napolitano, and you can get that, I think, on through the LouRockwell.com. If you go on there and search Napolitano's name, you'll come up with a summary of some of the losses of freedoms we've gotten with Fourth Amendment through both the Patriot Act and the FISA Act, and just the gradual erosion over the last 10 or 15 years. And these were the things that made the colonial Americans so mad that they went to war with the king is they didn't like the idea of arbitrary searches. They didn't like the idea that the local colonel of the British Army could come to their house with a piece of paper he wrote up and said, I'm coming in. They didn't like that. They hated it so much they went to war with it, and yet we vote overwhelmingly in our Congress for a Patriot Act that allows them to go to your phone company, to your librarian. If your librarian informs you, your librarian could go to jail. They allow searches without warrants now to come in your house, plant listening devices, and never tell you they were there. There could be listening devices in your house for years, and you could never be informed that there was any warrant, and they could be listening to your conversation for years under the Patriot Act.
Well, thank you for the call. Hope that answers your question now, Valerie. Hey, we're out of time, Rand. Can we have you back again?
Sure. Give me a call.
We will call you, and we'll mention the campaign number. Thank you. God bless Ron Paul. Bye-bye.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Well, thank you. We're back. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of our callers for Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, but we are going to have him back in a couple of weeks. I will endeavor to do that. Love to have Ron himself, but I understand that's not too easy given the fact that he has such a very busy schedule. But I will do this for you. Here's the number to call if you wish to volunteer for the campaign for Ron Paul for the United States President, and that's 877-RonPaul2008.com. I mean 2008, period. It's not a website. 877-RonPaul2008. That's the phone number to volunteer or to help or to contribute your money into the campaign and keep up the great effort here to save the Republic, no question about it. A lot of well-meaning, well-intentioned Americans and Christians and people of all persuasions who see Ron Paul politically as America's last hope, the movement, not the man, but the man and the movement both, because no matter what happens to Ron Paul, this movement has begun as a media alternative on the net and with alternative radio, and it's going to be pretty hard now to shut that down, believe me. Now we're going to shift gears, and in this hour, talk with an old stranger, Ted Pike of www.truthtellers.org on what has just transpired this week in Congress. Good evening, Ted Pike.
Good evening, Rick.
Yeah, it's nice to have you back from your little hiatus. I hope you're well rested now.
Kind of shifting. We looks like we're going to have a decision by the president fairly soon on whether he is going to veto the hate bill, which was passed by the Senate in September, or he's going to have to respond to very intense pressure to get the arms bill passed and get the monies and materiel out to our troops, not only in the Middle East but throughout the world. Just yesterday, I believe the Senate did file a motion that the conferees, the Republican and Democrat conferees, who are working out the final version of H.R. 1585, which is the National Defense Appropriations Bill, they told them to get moving on it, get that to the president's desk for his consideration. And, of course, he has promised twice that he's going to throw that back in the face of the Senate. And this is a time when all Americans really should be calling the president's comment line and giving him encouragement and putting pressure on him to stay true to his word.
Yes, and we saw there was, I know you had put out an alert yourself and Harmony Grant, your niece, on the fact that the Military Reappropriations Bill, H.R. 1585, to which Kennedy's hate bill amendment is attached, has been circulating for several months now. And Bush just made a decision, I believe, on one of the bills, and he signed the bill. Didn't he sign the one that he said he would veto?
No, that's not the same one.
That's a different bill, though.
Yeah, we have two bills here.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There's another bill that he just signed that he said he was not going to sign. He was going to veto.
Yeah, he said he might veto it because it had so much pork on there, liberal legislation, very spendy legislation.
Right.
All of it, of course, irrelevant to military armaments and appropriations. And so he was pretty miffed about being delivered that package, but he went ahead and signed it into public law. That was H.R. 3222.
That's the one.
Of Defense Appropriations Act. Mm-hmm. Now, the one that is still in conference between the House and Senate is H.R. 1585. That's the only one we really are concerned about because that has Senator Kennedy's hate crimes amendment attached to it. And, of course, the president does not have line item veto. He cannot pick and choose about what he wants as part of the military bill, plus its amendment. So it's all or nothing, and he has promised to send it back. And so I would imagine perhaps even as early as next week we might see the conferees finished with that and sending it to the president and then some kind of a decision from him within a day or two.
Mm-hmm. So that controversy, of course, right now, seems to be placed in the Senate and in the White House itself. That is calling the White House?
Yes, and I could give those numbers. They're not actually toll-free numbers, but it's just a few seconds to give your message. It's 202-456-1111. Again, that's 202.
Now, which number is this, Ted?
This is the president's comment line.
All right.
The White House. That's the 202-456-1111. And then there's another one in case that one is busy. It's 202-456-1414. Again, that the president's comment line is 202-456-1414. And you just say, please tell the president not to pass the hate bill or to please veto the hate bill.
All right, but now both bills, let's face it, the hate crimes bill has passed both the House and the Senate.
Yes, absolutely.
So at this point of the game, it's a fait accompli.
If the president vetoes it, we've got another year of freedom.
Yeah.
The hate bill is done.
I understand that.
The hate bill is defeated in this Congress of the United States. Problem is that it is now has the prestige of passing both houses of the Congress. There's something that it's not had since 1998, and unless we put up a real big fight in this next year, it's going to sail right through 13 months from now.
No, there has been some work that I've seen. Maybe you can give us more up-to-date information on what the new evangelical right has been doing in this regard as far as their campaign against the bill. I think it has been very little, quite frankly. They have been concentrating on ENDA, and ENDA has just passed the House of Representatives, as you know.
Yes.
So what have you heard about this bill and any opposition from any of the bigger evangelical organizations against the so-called hate crimes amendment?
Well, unfortunately, almost true to character, we've been canvassing the new right websites, and we're finding none of them are actively militating and calling their people to call the president right now. It's incredible. I can't believe it, but that seems to be the state of affairs. I may have to send out an emergency e-alert this week, and actually, I don't know, I may have to just publish their phone numbers and call people to badger them and get some action out of them, because you know, like members of Congress, unless you keep after these evangelical so-called watchdog organizations, nothing seems to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's
but,
very sad,
I think,
very true.
Again, the heavy heavy end of this burden is on the listeners to alternative talk radio. And again and again over the years, we've seen that many thousands of calls have come in from the far-right talk radio audiences, making up the difference for what was lacking in the evangelical right. And so very important to everybody call tomorrow morning, Friday morning, make those calls to the president, and let's make up the difference for what seems to be lacking among millions of evangelicals who should be making those calls right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that goes without saying. We've been doing this for a long time now. Not only the hate bill, what about in the Senate with the ENDA bill, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act?
Well, that's I don't know. I don't think anybody knows when ENDA will be on the docket in the Senate, but it could be fairly soon. And of course, it predictably won by a overwhelming majority. Several weeks ago in the House of Representatives, it was a party line vote, just like the hate bill, which had passed by about the same majority back in May.
Mm-hmm.
That was no surprise to me. I knew it would happen, because these liberal Democrats, they walk in lockstep, and we're going to have a very similar situation, I think, in the Senate coming up soon when ENDA is voted there again. We'll have to see whether these Republicans can stand up and play the man and get out there and make a fuss and resist it. They certainly did not do that with any impressiveness in September, when they allowed the hate bill to go right through without any really significant opposition. And by the way, I do have a video which chronicles that whole sorry travesty. It's a 30-minute video alert, which is showing right now at truthtellers.org. Just come to truthtellers.org, and up on the right hand you can click onto that and watch that. We were acutely aware of the extreme danger in the days before final hate bill passage on September 27th. We kept a very meticulous record of all the details of that, and it showed both the Republicans in the Senate and the religious right leaders woefully lacking, woefully remiss in their duty to stand and fight to the end.
No doubt about that, and they, to their eternal shame, by the way.
Yeah. Well,
that is disgraceful.
If the president should renege on his promises because of overwhelming pressure to get the military supplied throughout the world, to his regret, even if he has to go ahead and include the hate bill along with the arms bill, the verdict of history and the our grandchildren will be cursing us for having allowed that to happen, and I'm afraid they are going to be cursing the leaders of the religious right for completely falling through in the last day before that day of infamy.
Yeah, undoubtedly, and barring any challenge, which I do not foresee, if it does get signed by groups to the Supreme Court, I don't think that's going to happen. But if it did, I pretty much don't put my trust in the court to render a just decision on the constitutionality of this bill as well. I think we'll have to see test cases from the bill if it becomes law. We'll have to see test cases go right up the ladder.
Yeah.
And that is what they want. That's what the lawyers want. And these congressmen are made up of lawyers, largely.
Yeah.
And
well, the
we'll see.
The history of hate crimes legislation is that once it gets in and becomes embedded in a country, very, very difficult to get rid of it.
All right, Ted, stay with me now. I want to continue and get into the other issue that you had brought up about concerning this brouhaha with Ann Coulter and the ADL. All right, jump aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Pike, my guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back here with Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org. And, Ted, you also, in addition to the latest on the hate crimes bill, you have also gotten into the discussion about this war of words and war games with Ann Coulter and the ADL. And this has really evolved into something pretty widespread, I guess, hasn't it?
Well, it's pretty amazing that all Ann Coulter did in her interview with Donny Deutsch, a Jewish talk show host,
yes,
was just basically to speak the gospel. She said that everyone needs to be fulfilled spiritually through Jesus Christ, including the Jewish people. And as most of us know now, ADL's Foxman and the ADL jumped all over said this was anti-Semitic and even that it was hateful and bigoted. And that's striking pretty close to the very foundation and root of Christianity. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And this is called the offense of the gospel, which says that there's an exclusive right that Christ has to all of our souls, and we have to bow the knee before him, and there's no other way to get to heaven except through Jesus Christ. And this is infuriating ADL's Foxman. And but on the other hand, there are a number of Jewish talk show hosts such as Dennis Prager and other intellectuals who have come to the defense of Coulter and said that basically she's doing nothing more as a Christian than they are doing as Jews, saying that they have a way which is higher than the other religious ladders up to God. What I find very, very disconcerting, however, is that there are virtually no Christian defenders coming to the aid of Ann Coulter, just one or two, really. Vox Dei had a good article on WorldNet Daily, and then maybe one or two others, but what we're finding is just as the evangelical leaders don't seem to have too much fight against really going against the hate bill and really exposing those behind it, which is ADL, they seem to have lost the glorious prerogative of Christian apologetics, which is to go out like Martin Luther did and Savonarola and Chrysostom and the early church leaders and go out and fight heresy and establish the truth in the middle of a lot of confusion. So this is very disconcerting to me, and I did write a pretty fiery article, which people can read at truthtellers.org, setting the record straight on this.
Well, yeah, and I mean, Ann Coulter is not my idea of the finest specimen of Christianity either.
No.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't recommend her for the Mother Teresa Award either. You know, her language has been rather coarse, her approach has been rather coarse, and she has been very shrewd politically in opening up these doors, I think, for herself, and maybe that was her her motivation, knowing full well what would ensue. But, you know, I will say that it is interesting how it has once again embarrassed the leadership there at the ADL with this Foxman, who seems to have a Teflon coating that regardless of what he says and does and whose enemies he makes, he seems to be able to pull enough people together to hang on to his position as the spokesman, as the head of the ADL. And one has to wonder, Ted, exactly how long this can go on with this man.
Well, it seems to be that some of these Jewish intellectuals, Mearsheimer, Wald, et cetera, are speaking more truth about some of these issues having to do with Jews and Christianity and problems in the Middle East and so on than we're finding from evangelical Christian leaders themselves. And actually, the Jewish Telegraph Agency had an article last week in which Foxman himself was wondering whether his days of influence and credibility at ADL may be limited, because he's taken quite a drubbing. He's been on several national debates with Mearsheimer and Wald on public radio and elsewhere, and didn't do very well. The general consensus of the listeners was that Mearsheimer and Wald basically got the best of him. And he's been so loose in using the smear term anti-Semitism that even these liberal Jews are saying that he's causing the term to lose its meaning and punch by simply crying wolf, wolf, anti-Semitism too loudly and too frequently.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not going to continue forever, I don't think. And to their discredit, and that's certainly to our credit, that we are witnessing their lack of, you know, their lack of punch, if you will, the fact that they can no longer use this attack successfully, and now has become almost a laughingstock within various American circles in the media itself. He's a liability, but we have to see now exactly what will be their next move, and I wonder whether that will be to to somehow get him out. And I'd like to ask you about how they would go about doing that. Maybe you could tell us when we come back, all right? All right, we'll have Ted stay over for a few. If you got a question or a comment about these issues, dial us up at 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams with Manny Quiros.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea.
And we are back. Back, ladies and gentlemen, with Ted Pike here. We're talking about the issues of the day, and one of them is the ADL. Before I take a call from Canada, Ted, let me ask you, as far as the mechanics of the ADL and how they proceed with their chairman and their spokesman, their president, how does that work if, for instance, the board of the ADL wants to, say, have a new spokesman and a new head? Do they take a vote on that, do you know?
I really wouldn't know any more about it than you do, Rick. I'm
very curious to know exactly how they would go about that process.
Well, actually, the these statements that of wondering whether his effectiveness were what was declining were coming from Foxman himself. And I think we can say with certainty that Foxman is not the ultimate authority on strategy. He may posture as that, as the bulldog of the pit bull of the ADL, going where none other dare against the far right and so on. But I believe there are great forces and people behind the scenes who are basically are making policy, which he is probably just carrying out.
Well, we know that, but I'm thinking in terms of when he becomes too much of a liability and discredited, then isn't it time they change the mask of the horse?
But on the other hand, we have to remember that the ADL specializes in being on the cutting edge of human engineering, and we may think that his program of calling everybody anti-Semitic, especially Christians and so on, is extreme, but ADL and the Jewish-controlled media have the power. If they want to take that tack, they want to begin that program of brainwashing of the American public and reiterate it again and again and again through their media. They have a track record of gradually wearing people down over the years and even decades and getting society to basically assent to the preposterous propositions which they put forth. For example, in one of my latest emails, I mentioned how that back around in the late 70s, after the hippie rebellion of the 60s, the ADL and the Jewish media made it very clear that they were going to promote homosexuality to the hilt. They were going to push it down the throat of the American people, whether we liked it or not. And I was very aware of this stepped-up aggressiveness, and I said to myself, boy, this is the biggest mistake they have ever made, because if there's any issue that really hits a raw nerve, not only among Christian evangelicals and fundamentalists, but of blue-collar America, is homosexuality. They're not going to stand for this. I thought that there might be even a popular rebellion against the liberal power structure in this country, refusing to accept this kind of conditioning. And I was very wrong, because what ADL does is it comes in with what we think are very shocking and unprecedented and intolerable initiatives, but then it keeps hammering away. It keeps at it and gnawing away. I compared it to a pit bull. It just keeps grinding and grinding until we wear out and we wear down. And they know that the American people, even Christians and conservatives, have a limit to how much fight they have in them. They're beginning to wear out, and we're seeing this right now with the decline in popular willingness to make these calls into Congress. People are tired. People have never experienced so much a legislative onslaught. Attack is coming to us from ADL in the Congress right now, and ADL can sit back because the evangelicals will not identify who's really behind this hate crimes and bias crimes legislation. ADL doesn't have to make any calls. They just sit back and they keep putting more new and more perverse bills on the conveyor belt, bringing it down. They initiate, and then we react. But after the months and even the years, people get weary. And pretty soon it's like, you know, Pope, he said, we first abhor, then we endure, and then we embrace. And, and what we're seeing now is that after 30 years of ADL sensitivity training and so-called respect for diversity and promotion of the homosexual lifestyle, the polls are showing there's a greater and greater public acceptance of the right of people to that kind of a way of life if they please.
Well, you know, that reminds me of the strategy of the Soviet agents that were sent into America during the height of the Cold War, and one in particular was told by the master spy. I was an NKVD agent, was the book I'm thinking of, and the NKVD agent was told, you can go into the West and do whatever you want, and just don't contradict the thoughts of Marxism-Leninism, because that's the core of communism. And you can attack us, the Soviet Union, but don't attack those central points of Marxism. Then we'll come after you if you do. And that made me thinking that, this is the way the ADL works, too, is that they know they're going to take a lot of brickbats. And they've taken a few, even from some of the Jewish editors and Jewish newspapers that, you know, part company with the ADL on their, perceived overbearance and outrages and so forth. But they rebound, and when they rebound, maybe they do come back stronger. Yeah. And as long as they don't, these people do not contradict the underlying premise of the ADL. They're okay with the ADL.
Sure.
Even the Armenians and the Armenian community, the spokespeople, spokesmen are intimidated to the point where they don't want to get into a debate about the efficacy or whether or not there was a Holocaust or whether it's true or not. They know that that would end them, that would end their careers as far as their ability to speak to the media. So what they do is they just argue on these peripheral issues. And rather than go for the jugular, so the ADL can come out and survive knowing that through fear and through the fact that they can use that rod and beat it over the heads of their audiences, that they're able to command that continuance and to extend their control that way.
Yes. Well, I don't believe that this attack on Coulter is a result of the impetuosity of Foxman. I believe it's very well calculated. I think it's kind of, in this latest article, again, I call it ADL's war games with Coulter, and I compare it to the war games which Hitler initiated in 1939 against Franco in Spain, in which he sent his Luftwaffe fighters and bombers for a practice run down there and bombed the daylights out of Guernica and so on. And they wanted to see what kind of resistance would come to them, not only from the Republican forces in Spain, but also from world opinion. And they were very, very much pleased that there was only a small amount of public outrage as a result of that. And it empowered them then to go east and do the same thing in a much greater scale in Poland, moving toward Russia.
Right.
And what ADL is doing right now, it doesn't care if it's outrageous. It doesn't care if it's incorrect or whatever. Mm-hmm. What it wants to do is to throw down the gauntlet to invade the airspace of Christianity and see what kind of fight there is among Christian apologists and leaders. Mm-hmm. And again, like Hitler, they've got to be delighted that there's only maybe one or two or three articles on the Internet coming to a Coulter's defense, but that is from Christians.
And, of course, the ironic thing is that Ann Coulter is a Christian Zionist.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she backs Israel and their policies to the hilt, especially the idea of occupying Iraq and bombing Iran and so forth.
Yeah.
So that adds a further, if you will, questions to this whole idea of what's really going on behind the scenes here.
Well, you know, just this week, ADL came out with their latest survey of anti-Semitism in America, and they claim that 27% now of Americans hold the anti-Semitic view that the Jews had Christ killed, crucified 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they're basically saying there is that this view, which of course is intrinsic to the New Testament, especially the Book of Acts. The Book of Acts is very, very clear and unambiguous that the Jewish leaders were responsible for the death of Christ with leading along the people. What they're saying basically is that is anti-Semitism and the New Testament is hate literature. And what they're wanting to do is, you know, they don't care. They have very little, if any, gratitude to the evangelicals for everything the evangelicals have done for a century in helping set up a Zionist superpower in the Middle East. But now they are beginning to flex their muscles. They're attempting to penetrate the sacred space of evangelical Zionism and seeing if they can actually begin a process of intimidating and attacking those very Zionist Christians who have fed them so long. In other words, bite the hand that has fed them.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting, too. And, when you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. So let that be a lesson to Ann Coulter and company. All right. Let's take Byron in Canada. Hello, Byron. You're on with Ted Pike.
Hi, Rick. How are you? Hey,
fine.
Just a quick comment. How come there's only 27% is what I can't figure out. The other thing is, from the first guest you had, the way Rand spoke, he's a doctor, isn't he?
Rand himself, yes.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about Ron Paul's children going out and getting drunk, the son Al Gore's boys speeding with drugs and booze in his system, or like Jeb Bush's kids on drinking and whatever. I don't think you have that trouble with Ron Paul's children.
Mm-hmm.
The way that young man sounded tonight.
Yes.
Hey, and to Mr. Pike is, you know, as bad as what the ADL has done. I think you got a lot bigger problem, or I think the Christians have a lot bigger problem with Mr. Hagee when he may, in his book, when he comes out and says Jesus isn't the Messiah.
Yeah.
I don't really think. I mean, according to that, I think your the ADL is a real small problem, according to what John Hagee is preaching now. Thank you. I'll hang up.
Hey, thank you, Byron. Hey, he's brought up a good point.
Well,
what about John Hagee in that statement now?
Yeah. Well, the truth is that John Hagee is not an isolated phenomenon. He's got David Brog, who was the former chief of staff for Arlen Specter, another Jewish hate crimes advocate
yes.
in the Senate. He's got him. He's unequally yoked together with him in control of the Christians United for Israel. And here both of them are agreeing that there'll be no mention of Jesus Christ in Christian United for Israel meetings, no prayers, no witnessing, certainly no evangelism to Jews and so on. Here's a man who truly has violated the clearest commands of Scripture not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers, and he has actually he's now been kind of like a rabid dog bites something else, and it becomes just as crazy as the one that did it.
Yes. Well, what did you make of that statement attributed to Hagee? And you heard it and you saw it. Were you satisfied that John Hagee actually has come out now and said that Jesus was not the Messiah?
Yeah. Well, Hagee is making more and more bold statements the Jews have a separate route to salvation which does not include Jesus Christ. Now, this is the rankest heresy. And again, the evangelical leaders should be climbing all over him. They should be pounding him out of Christendom.
We've invited him on the show, you know. He's supposed to come on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they've been playing phone tag with us, and I don't know. I think he's probably been told, don't come on, but let someone else come on, if at all.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. But we've extended the invitation.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a sorry situation where outright the rankest heretics now are getting rooted, and Hagee has vast influence. You see, he's in very closely with Paul and Jan Crouch of Trinity Broadcasting Network, which is the huge Pentecostal TV network. You realize they have 10,000 television stations worldwide, and Hagee has complete access to that. He can come on anytime he wants to. Of course, he has his broadcast from San Antonio on Trinity. He's talking to tens and tens of millions of people in every broadcast. So I wouldn't be surprised if he declines your invitation.
I wouldn't either. Let me take a call from Richard in Texas next. Hello, Richard.
How are you doing today, sir?
Good. All right. You're on with Ted Pike.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you guys a quick question. I just spoke to one of your rival stations, and they're not a rival. They just share the same time And I asked them how they felt about our men and women in uniform who seem to be willing to, you know, not really police the bad behavior of other, you know, people in uniform when they're witnessing certain behaviors. And I think as we get closer to, you know, whatever this conclusion is going to be with the New World Order, you know, whether they're going to send us into martial law behind another terrorist attack or whatever. And it seems to me like what I saw like in New Orleans, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, they kind of have developed a Borg mentality. And I'm talking about the good cops, those who don't take kickbacks and bribes, but whenever there's an emergency, they seem to just go ahead and apply, you know, tough tactics to the citizens, like stun guns and various other means of making everyday citizens comply. And I stated that that's scaring me because, like, just like they're people in uniform that are willing to vaccinate our children, our EMS workers, and our nurses and stuff. They know that's where the poison is, but they're willing to continue that process. You know, we got soldiers right now that are gearing up to go to Iran. They know this Iraq thing is a phony. Most of them support Ron Paul, but yet they're willing to go back 3 and 4 times, back and forth to the Middle East, destroying their health, their families, you know, it's just a mess, and I don't understand why. But it seems like they got offended when I brought this subject up, and I'm sure they're witnessing the same thing I'm witnessing. one of the hosts even mentioned, you know, he gave me an example of where, you know, during in crucial times, our soldiers tend to make the right decision in the bunkers. And, I, you know, I can't deny that. A lot of them, they, I'm sure they won't push the red button or whatever the color the nuclear button is. But, I mean, on the on just a everyday, you know what I'm saying, just everyday missions, just
well,
they just
you know,
don't seem to be willing to police each other and keep each other in check. You know, and I can use New Orleans as a good example.
Yeah.
When, once the flood waters receded, General Honoré came into town and had to literally order those youngsters on the tanks to take their guns off of the citizens who were just going about their day. That's just ridiculous to me. Now, I'm a former military. I did 8 years. I don't have any hate for the country or the military, so that's ridiculous. That's not my position. But it just seems like they're not able to make snap decisions on their own, and that's scary to me. No,
now,
can I get
now,
you fellas' opinion?
What is your point in all of this? What is your conclusion, Rich?
I think as we get closer to this nightmare, you know, 11th hour, 11 hour, 59 minutes, what, you know, I don't know how it's all going to end.
Well,
you know, like Alex was talking about today, how Hannity, whatever.
But listen, I think the answer is right in the scriptures, my friend. Get right into the scriptures and you'll find the answer there. Okay, Rich? Thank you. Thanks for your call. Ted, if you want to stay on for the end of the program, you might as well. All right. We'll be back, and we'll continue to take a call if you have one. For Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back, and we're in the final lap of the program, Ted, and I do think that that's where it's going to end, you know, to answer the last caller's question, really with what the scriptures tell us, you know, it's going to happen, and, you know, we're living in a time of deep trouble, of deep, you know, turmoil, and we're seeing, you know, strange things happening, amazing things happening, and yet we know that through all of these trials and tribulations that we really have to turn to Him.
Yes.
In all things, in prayer and fasting and in supplication, so that whatever happens will be in His economy. And we know that we have to earn the righteousness of the Lord, and all we can do now is continue to do what we've been doing and pray and fast and repent ourselves personally on a personal level and for our country, because He is allowing us to be judged. And the ADL is certainly one of the weapons that He has allowed, I believe,
yes,
to do this judge.
Well, the problem is that the salt has lost its savor, and now we are trodden under the foot of men.
That's right.
That's what Christ said. On the other hand, He tells us that we are the salt of the earth. He tells us to redeem the time. He tells us to work while it is yet day, for the night cometh,
for the night is coming.
Man can work. And it's very important, I believe, not to just to talk about how bad things are, but we still have the potential for action. I just want to remind our listeners that it's not going to do any good how well-versed you are on the inner workings of this huge conspiracy if you don't take the action, a plan that is available to you, to light that candle rather than cursing the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
If I could give those toll-free numbers again.
Of course.
Again.
I was going to do that. Go right
ahead. Actually, they're not toll-free numbers, but they are numbers to the comment light line to the White House.
Right.
And we need to tell the president, please, please veto the federal hate bill. They'll know what you're talking about. And the number is 202-456-1111, and then there's another one, which is 202-456-1414.
Excellent. Well, Ted, very good. You're doing great work, and we continue to hear from you and your niece Harmony as well. So we look forward to this time of year when we will be fighting the battle continuously. There'll be more coming up, and I'm sure we won't hear the end of the ADL's campaigns. That's for sure.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you, Ted. Good night.
Good night.
Well, excuse me. We're at the end of the program. I'm so emotional, I'm losing my voice here. We had a great show tonight, of course, with Rand Paul, and we will have him back. I promise you that. Like to get the man himself, huh? And, of course, tomorrow night, Larry Nichols is scheduled to be our guest. LarryNichols.com. And, of course, you know about him. If you don't, you better be prepared to find out tomorrow night, because he is one dynamite individual. And Mrs. Clinton does not like Larry Nichols. We'll find out why tomorrow night on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Stay tuned to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Continue to support us, and we will support you. Be back tomorrow night. See you then. Good night, Rick Adams.